Our scripture this morning comes from the New Testament book of Romans, and it's the 8th chapter, verses 26 and 27. So Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And he knows who searches the hearts of men, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
Thank you, Gary. As I was looking at these two verses, I thought, I think I really want to include a little bit more of that scripture passage. So I'm going to go ahead and read also from Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read some verses before the ones that you just heard. I'll be starting with verse 18 if you want to follow along in your pew Bible or on your phone or wherever you have your scripture this morning. Paul writes, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, But hope that is not seen is no hope at all. Or hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. And then we have the two verses that Gary read earlier. As children of God, we are followers of Jesus, who share God's love with all humanity. Do you recognize that statement? It's the purpose statement we've been working on for our church body since October of last year. That's a quarter of a year ago, more or less, when we began planting that little mustard seed that Tina was talking about. And this is what grew from it. We spent those months listening to one another in small groups, listening to the Holy Spirit speak through the Bible studies, and listen to God in prayer. Yes, we've been listening for God's purpose in our lives together for a little while now. We've been listening in various ways. We've been listening while wrestling to maintain patience that we need to discern God's call for us. And I invite us to remain patient as we finalize the purpose statement and celebrate it and seek to identify 3 to 5 core values. Continue to listen for God's will. Continue to listen for God's still small voice. Listen for the Holy Spirit's guidance. Listening and waiting on the Lord takes time, but it's time well spent. As we listen, we will begin to discern a call to mission in our broader community. Just as the 12 spies that went into Canaan for 40 days, maybe we could use these 40 days of Lent to discover where our community needs here in Hutchinson and Reno County and beyond, where our community needs can be met with the gifts God has provided us with. Then we will try out that God-given mission. And what will our mission be? Well, we're still listening together. Let's listen as the ideas bubble up in our midst. Because right now, we don't know. What we do know is that God has a purpose for us, a plan, a dream. And many times when we think about that purpose for our lives, both individually and together, we think about a passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. Listen, beginning with verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God has a plan for us so we can prosper, a dream that gives us hope for the future. These words were written for a people in exile, a people longing for the past, longing for their homeland, longing for freedom from captivity. We too are in exile. We wander through this world like strangers. The ways of the world, the ways of our country, they are not the way of God. We want to look backward at our glory days, but God calls us to look forward to God's reign. Just as the people were being encouraged in exile in Jeremiah's day to seek the welfare of the city where they lived, we too are encouraged to seek the welfare of Hutchinson, of Bueller, of McPherson, of Wichita, of Ottawa, of Virginia Beach. Wherever we find ourselves, we are to seek the welfare of the city, to join the building of God's reign here and now, to follow the lead of the Spirit, to discover how Jesus is moving in our neighborhoods. Just as the people of Jeremiah's day were instructed to call on the name of the Lord, to pray with the Lord. We're called to pray with the Lord, to call on Jesus in our midst, to seek the leading of the Holy Spirit with all our heart. And if we call and seek, we must also listen. How many times have we sought someone out and asked them a question and then proceeded not to listen? And we had to ask them to repeat their answer to our question. Our sole focus must be on the one we are seeking, blocking out everything else and listening, being present in that moment totally. On this second Sunday in Lent, we are focusing on our spiritual practice of prayer. But prayer has such depth and breadth that it's impossible to cover everything about prayer in one sermon. So I'm inviting us to focus our attention on prayer for discernment. What does it mean to pray in the Spirit for discernment? Well, to pray for discernment from God, we must first recognize that we do not know the answers. We must admit that we are lost. As the Roman text for today proclaims, we don't know how to pray. So we seek to pray with God. With God. Prepositions are important, my brothers and sisters. We are not being called today to pray to God. We are called to pray with God, to pray in the Spirit. As we pray with God, the Holy Spirit leads us to both ask the right questions and seek out the right answers. Yes, prayer for discernment requires listening to God, listening for the Holy Spirit. And to properly listen in this way, to properly pray in this way with God, we must consciously and intentionally disengage from the ways of our world that run contrary to the way of God. And to disengage, we must question the way that we look at our world, question the assumptions we make in our loyalties to democracy, to republic, to capitalism, to race theory, to gender roles, to redemptive violence, to punishment, just to name a few. Well, we know how the story ends when we follow these assumptions. The outcome is not good. There is a whole lot of suffering in our world. Where is God in all this suffering? Let's pause for a moment and consider, is that the right question to be asking? Where is God in all this suffering? Might we ask instead, where are the children of God in all this suffering? Where are we intentionally and actively doing? What are we intentionally and actively doing to help move God's reign forward, to end the suffering in our circle of influence? Today's Roman passage tells us about how all of creation is suffering and waiting for the children of God to be revealed. Did you hear that? All creation. As we seek our God-given purpose and core values and mission, we would do well to consider that all of these things are much bigger than me or you or us as community church or even the entirety of God's church all over the world. We are called to be a blessing to everyone and everything everywhere we go. So as we pray with God, we feel overwhelmed with our responsibility to be a working partner with God and seeking the welfare of our city and being a blessing at all times and in all places. We too suffer and groan with creation as we seek to understand what we will be like as God adopts us as God's children. Now, did you hear that? We are adopted children. Adoption happens solely through the effort of the adoptive parent. God is molding us and shaping us through the activity we are called to do. So we really don't know what we will look like as we continue to be adopted as God's children. That's why in prayer for discernment, we listen for God's voice. We listen for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's like listening for the wind. That's how we pray with God. Do you remember the story of Nicodemus' late night visit with Jesus in John chapter 3? Listen to some of that interchange. Starting with verse 5, Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." God's Spirit is compared to the wind. Actually, in both Greek and Hebrew, the word for wind is the same as the word for breath or for spirit. God is with us as we breathe and move and have our being. We are enveloped in God's Spirit like a baby in its mother's womb, listening for the wind. Yeah, we know wind in Kansas. We've heard it howl in the winter. We felt it bite in the winter. We've heard it whistle through the eaves. We felt the wind as we walked or biked into it, or sometimes with it. We've tasted the dust of the earth as it blows in the wind. We've smelt smoke in the wind. We've seen the trees and the bushes and flags blow in the wind. Wind is all-encompassing to our senses. The Spirit of God also encompasses all our senses. Now, how do we attune each of our senses to the Spirit of God? That's an important question to ask. How do we attune each of our senses to the Spirit of God? Because when we do, that's the embodiment of praying with God. As we pray with God, we are listening for the wind. And we don't know where the wind comes from or where it will go next. We often feel helpless at its mercy and at its mercy. God's Spirit is the same way. We cannot control the Holy Spirit, nor should we try. We simply seek to be propelled by the Spirit of God to be and do what God calls us to be and do. That Spirit propulsion is what prayer for discernment is all about. To pray with God. Who knows where it will lead us? All I know is that it will be good. It will be good when we are listening for the wind. Amen.
Thank you, Matt.